Hi, I'm Isaac. I had a bullshit day. You're listening to Milk and Lettuce. That's your intro. Anyway, so you know the concept of Murphy's Law, right? If something can go wrong, it usually will. Well, so first off, I have been still working on that episode. However, I've been very busy with work. I do work back at Subway. I've been there for about 2 months almost now. Had 3 fucking weeks of COVID. That was shit. Don't speed. It is 10 miles per hour here on this road. Don't fucking speed. Anyway, speaking of speeding, my shitty day. So, to begin with, you know, I had, you know, I'm the prep person. I got there a little before 8 o'clock, which was my scheduled shift. Start doing my prep. And, yeah. So I start doing prep, and my manager, who is the main opener, leaves to go to the other store. Except she took her bread count with her. So I'm doing prep, I'm doing bread, and realize at 8:55, I need to get a bread count done now. So I can open the till. So I did. I rushed to get that done. And luckily, we don't have much because it's truck day tomorrow. We have truck coming in the morning. Well, in today morning. It is 2:30 in the morning almost on Friday. So I rushed to get that done. I got it done. I didn't turn the open sign on, which my manager told me at almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what you forgot to do? You didn't turn the open sign on. And I'm like, well, I mean, that was the least of my concerns, to be honest, you know. It's like, I don't want to burn the bread. I have customers. I have to do prep. Like, I just want to do everything. I don't care about the open sign, honestly, ever. I never did. And honestly, I'll admit, when I was the closer, I would shut that open sign off an hour before we closed. Because I just didn't give a fuck. And I didn't want to be one of the people who left it on all night. Because people have. I would walk by there after they close, and I'd be like, bruh, we are not open. Nobody is on the clock, hopefully. Hi, Dion. Anyway, because, you know, it's almost 2:30 in the morning, and I have to work in 5 hours because of what happened, which I'll get to. So, you know, we get to lunch rush, and my coworker who came in at 11 was like, why am I alone for an hour? Like, you and the manager leave at 2, but nobody comes in until 3. And I was like, no, fuck that. And so I was like, you know, am I gonna stay late? And then Grim will come in late because he also works there. He works in the afternoon. I work in the morning. And my manager was like, let me call the district manager. We'll figure it out. Never heard back from the district manager. And I was like, you know, alternatively, and like, this was like an hour later, I'm like, alternatively, you know, if you could just run me home real quick, because I take e-scooters, which we have in this town, which I'm about to dox, like, inadvertently dox my location, but whatever. I don't really have listeners, so I'm not concerned, but, so, yeah, you know, she was like, yeah, that would work. know, run me home real quick, pick up Grim, run him in, and done. Well, before that happened, though, lunch rush happened, and we had a line out the door, and a cop came in and was like, there was an accident in your parking lot, and there's a lot of glass, and it needs to be cleaned up right now. And my manager was like, well, we'll do it when we can, because right now, we have a line of people. We can't leave. So we had that glass in our parking lot for over an hour before we could get to it. Luckily, the owner came and he helped clean it up. And yeah, that was the start of today being bullshit. Well, you know, my manager did bring me home, bring Grim to work. He calls me about half an hour after he got there, and I'm like, why the fuck is he calling so soon? Something happened. Again. And he's like, so a cop came in and told us we have to lock the store. And I'm like, oh, I'm fucking sorry. What? What the fuck is going on? And he's like, I have no idea. Well, the main closer got there and said apparently there was a bomb threat. Somebody's coming up from Duluth or something. So Grim calls me 2 minutes later and was like, yeah, so this is what the closer said. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, we're just closing the store now. I'm like, wait, there was a bomb threat to Subway? He's like, no, not here. I guess it's like somewhere off the main road or something. Like, they're closing all the stores on the street. I'm like, are you fucking serious? that happened. So they had to close the store and rush out. So I was like, food away, end the day, lock the store. That's all you have to do. Don't clean, don't worry about anything, don't even wipe the bane out. Like, I will do that when I get there. I will come in early and do that. So I called the store manager and I was like, hey, so because of everything that happens, or everything that's happening right now, if you need me to come in early, I don't have an issue with that. I will come in early and I will get things cleaned up because of what's going on. She's like, what do you mean what's going on? I'm like, wait, you don't know? She's like, no. Like, I'm like, they're closing the store right now. You need to call the district manager right now. And as soon as I said that, pretty much like clockwork, district manager was calling her. And she's like, that's her. I'll call you back. So, you know, eventually she does call me back. And she's like, yeah, so I would appreciate it if you came in and helped clean, because, you know, we do have truck in the morning and I don't want to have to clean everything by myself. And I'm like, yeah, like I said, it's not a problem. She's like, you just wouldn't be able to clock in. And I'm like, that's, you know, that's fine. Like, it's important that it happens. It's got to get done. So I called the district manager and I'm like, hey, so I talked to the store manager and I told her, like, I don't mind coming in early. And she's like, you know, I'd appreciate it. You just wouldn't be able to get paid. And district manager was like, no, you can clock in. No, like, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I'm like, yeah, it's not a problem. Like, I will go in early. Especially, you know, because Grim just lost, like, a whole shift. You got, like, half an hour of pay for the whole day. So it's like, I'll get at least another hour. That's okay. So, yeah. Oh my god. So, what happened was a bar
they're like a drinking establishment, a bar. Somebody found something in the wall of the basement and called the police. Well, what they found was a vintage Japanese 81 millimeter or whatever mortar in the fucking basement wall of the bar that's on the same fucking block as my store. Are you fucking serious? How fucking long has that been in the fucking wall? You know, like, I have no words for that, you know? Like, what the fuck do you say to that? There's a fucking goddamn mortar in the wall. Are you serious? This town is bullshit. Like, I quit. This town's fired. It's fired. My dude. Fuck this town, dude. And, like, even my district manager, when I was on the phone with her, she was like, you can't make this shit up. Like, this town is bullshit. And I'm like, yeah, no kidding. Because then I even told her, like, I have pictures of both the vehicle and the pile of glass with coworker's shoe in it, of course. Like, in the picture, not in the glass. Her shoe wasn't in the glass. She didn't step in it. But I was like, yeah, because, you know, I have a picture of the glass pile and that vehicle. Do you want to see it? She's like, yes. Send them to me. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. Get my vape again. But yeah. So, my brain for the whole day I was at work was just, like, not even there. So, you know, Grim gets home. And I'm downstairs for maybe an hour. Excuse me. And I'm like, I am going to bed. So around 5 o'clock, I was so fucking exhausted, I just passed out. But then I woke up 3 hours later and can't go back to sleep. And it's 2:36 exactly right now in the morning, and I have to leave around 6:30. So I have 4 hours of not sleeping to go to work and work for 7 hours doing both the closing list, the opening list, and prep. And we have a truck in the morning. Yay! I quit. I'm done. Just kidding. The amount of times that I say I quit or you're fired in a single day. I fire my store manager every day. Except it's such a running joke that it's like, I'll be like, dude, nah, you're fired. And then whoever I say that to is like, okay, bye. I'll be like, I quit. I'm going home. I'm done. Bye. See you guys. And then I'll just hit my vape. Go outside and hit my vape. And I've scared people doing that because I think I'm, like, legit just, like, walking off the job. And it's like, no, I'm still here. I'm just being an asshole. And I told my coworker, I don't remember what happened, but I'm like, don't tell me that your brain isn't here either, because you need to be the responsible person and carry the store for the day. And she's like, my brain is never here. I'm like, great, we're screwed. Yay! But then, you know, some bullshit happened. And I got home. I took a clonidine after I heard all the bullshit. I think it was the clonidine that just knocked my ass out. Like, you're done. Good night. Maybe if I take another one, I'll sleep for another 3 hours. And then be okay. I don't know. I don't want to risk it.
I really should start taking one with me to work, though. Like, no, I just have fucking panic attacks at work.
Healthy. But
I know that for the most part, my anxiety has been much better controlled because every single time I worked before, I've always had really bad anxiety. Not to the fault of anyone there. I should mention that. Like, most of the time, it's not anybody's fault specifically. It's just in general. And I'm just a nervous wreck. And I haven't felt the need to cry in the corner where nobody can see me away from the cameras. It's just, no, I'm taking clonidine with me to work. Clonidine and what you call it? What the fuck? Tylenol. That's the word I couldn't think of. Yes, my gabapentin kicked in. Yay. I'm an idiot. I know this like episode isn't like super long, but yeah. So going back to what I said at the beginning, moral of the story, don't speed into parking lots, first of all. That's a lot of people will just, like, bum rush into our parking lot, and it's only, like, maybe 10 cars long and 2 cars wide. So it's not very big at all. It is a teeny tiny little parking lot that literally goes between the back of our store to the alley. So, you know, it's about, because our store is not very big at all. It's tiny. So the parking lot is maybe a third of a city block, you know, just one third of a whole city block lengthwise. It's not very big, and people will rush into it at like 30 miles an hour, and it's like, why? Why are you brake checking the building right in front of the parking lot? And that's probably what happened. Somebody was probably pulling out, like reversing, like you would, because you don't see a car behind you, and someone probably just like boom rushed into the parking lot, not paying attention and not slowing down into a parking lot. So our store is pretty soundproof, though. Like, we did not hear it. And unfortunately, that car was parked next to my coworker's car. And we think that hers might have got hit, too. Because I was like, hey, was this dent here before? And she's like, yeah. Wait. No, not that one. And it's like, oh. She had a new dent. There was one that had rust on it underneath it. But I was looking up. I'm like, that's pretty fresh, my dude. Like, this one over here obviously is old. It's already rusted. This one, though, it's not. So, yeah. Today was bullshit for everybody. You know, you had 3 people whose shifts got cut short. And one person who also had to clean up broken glass in our parking lot. With the busted ass broom, too. Because I was like, please don't use the good broom. Because when she went out, she was like, oh, yeah. What's this one? I'm like, I don't care. Nobody cares about that one. And then she came in. I don't remember why. She was, like, stressing out about something. And she comes in. and the fucking thing fell off the handle. And I'm like, bro, can I see the handle real quick? She's like, no, I got it. And I'm like, no, I just need the handle. I'll give it back. I just need to see it. Because I'm holding the bristles. Fuck, dude. Like, I should have known having to, like, rush this morning. Today was gonna be bullshit. And it was. It absolutely was. Fuck this town. I'd be on again, but I'm not gonna be able to go to sleep, so that's shit, too. Anyway. I'm gonna sign off, I guess. So, thank you for listening. I know this was a mess. Hopefully I can get back into recording, back into streaming. I haven't streamed in a while. Like, you know, I had 3 weeks off work, but I couldn't stop coughing and I couldn't breathe. So, I'm not fucking streaming. On the bright side. So we're not allowed to have window units, like air conditioners. And I have mine sitting in a file cabinet. It's not installed in the window, so it doesn't void the warranty. Fucking, that's what they care about more than people's health. It's their fucking warranty. So yeah, I have my air conditioner on my window, and at first they're like, you can't have a window unit. I'm like, it's not in the window, it's not remotely near the window. And they're like, well, it's draining into the window. I'm like, it's not over the window. There's like an inch between the windowsill and the back of the unit. The unit is completely within the confines of my apartment. I cut up a garbage bag. I think it was like 2 garbage bags that I cut up to like create a little force field, I guess, to block off as much of the hot air coming back in. However, because they're like, you can't put stickers or tape or screws on the new windows and the new doors and the door frames and the window frames, yada, yada, yada. I did put tape on the window. Because I realized there was too much heat escaping, so I just taped the top of one of the garbage bags. I put like a 3-inch strip of tape and just slapped it on. And now I wake up freezing. I don't regret it. I appreciate it. But yeah. So there's just a little fun random ass update. And no, my car does not work. Bertha is still without an alternator. And Grim even asked me, what's wrong with the car again? Like today. After he got back. Like, yeah, it's hot. I don't want to walk. Why do you think I'd take the scooter? I offered to put money on your card for you to do it. Right now I can't because I'm negative. But like, I offered for you to use a scooter too. Like, that's your own fault. My new balance is -$1.83. So that means I can use like $100 some odd. $103.14, except I have $3 in my savings for some reason and a penny on my credit card. Makes no sense. Anyway, yeah, I quit but today. I'm just done with it, dude. Technically yesterday, but today's not gonna be any better. You know, it's no, fucking no, I'm done. All right. I'm gonna stop recording now. Okie dokie, bye.